Her first thought was that his slightly battered face seemed an odd match for his well-cut blonde hair and his expensively tailored black wool overcoat. Her second was that he was rakishly attractive. Eyeing her with equal interest, he said, "I was looking for Duncan Kincaid. Have I got the right house?" His voice held the drawn-out vowels of the Northwest, more pronounced than the faint trace Duncan had retained.
"Yes, but he's not here just now."
Glancing at the sky, she saw that it had grown later than she'd realised. She forced a smile and added,
"He should be back very soon, though, if you'd like to wait."
The caller glanced at the darkening sky, as if gauging the time, then shook his head. "No, I don't want to impose. Just ask him to call Ronnie Babcock when he comes in."
"Ronnie Babcock? You're Chief Inspector Babcock?"
He gave her a quizzical look. "Last time I checked." Gemma flushed.
"Oh, sorry. I didn't mean... It's just that Duncan's talked about you."
She stepped out on the porch, offering him her hand.
"I'm Gemma."
The surprised look that followed this pronouncement was worse than his previous bafflement. Then his face cleared, and he shook her hand heartily, smiling at her as if she'd just won the lottery. "The old bugger. He didn't say he was..." Gemma stopped him before he could go any further.
"We're not married, but we live together."
She felt a flash of fury at Kincaid, who had obviously not bothered mentioning her or their relationship to his old mate. And why should she feel she had to apologise for the fact that they weren't married?
"Well, he's a lucky man in any case," said Babcock, making a quick recovery with such charm that her resentment evaporated.
"Look, he really shouldn't be much longer. He's just gone out for a walk and it's almost dark. Why don't you..." "Mummy?"
Toby's voice came plaintively from behind her.
"Jack's scratching at the door, but I didn't let him out. Can we finish our puzzle now?" "My son, Toby," she explained to Babcock. Then, ruffling Toby's fair hair, she added, "It's cold, lovey. Go back inside and I'll be right there."
She pulled the door a little more tightly closed behind her. Jack's high-pitched bark escalated.